Hey everybody, welcome to my world. How's your world been? Did you have a good, safe Memorial Day weekend? I know I did, and I hope you did too. And I hope you went out and remembered your relatives' graves and decorated those and went to the celebrations and everything. But I'll tell you what, that was a nice weekend, albeit it was just a little bit wet. And it's going to be continue to be wet until probably tomorrow. And then we're supposed to have some dry weather here in Ohio. And it's about time because the ground is saturated. I think Dayton, Ohio had over 6 inches of rain in a week. And that caused a lot of flooding in different places. And we had flooding out east of where I live in Pickwell, Ohio. And farm fields were flooded. Some of the roads were flooded. Some people that lived along the Great Miami River were flooded out too. So hopefully things begin to dry out so our gardens can start to really grow. But anyhow, welcome to my world right here on the Trim Radio Network. I hope you had a good weekend. And we've got some good stuff for you tonight. I hope you have your beverage. I hope you have your snack and you're sitting back nice and comfy because we've got some comedy going on too, as well as a guest. So before we get going, we always have to do a disclaimer, and you know what it is. Nothing in this show should be considered legal, medical, financial, or investment advice. Take what we say with a big grain of salt and always do your own research and due diligence. We're not responsible for and expressly disclaim all liability for damages of any kind arising out of use, reference to, or reliance on any information contained in this broadcast. Any persons or characters mentioned are, for the most part, fictional or as close to it as we can get. So you want to sit back, relax, and chill out. Get that beverage. Make sure you have your snacks handy. Get comfy. Okay, I don't care if you have a beanbag chair. I don't care if you have a recliner. I don't care if you're just laying on the floor chilling out. Or maybe sitting outside with a cold one while you're watching. But anyhow, tell your friends to join us every Wednesday live right here on the Trim Radio Network, better known as trimradio.com. Wow, we've got to talk about some stuff because, well, we do. We got to talk about what we do on the Trim Radio Network. Because if we don't, that's not good. And, oh, it went to the wrong page. Here we are, elevating voices and amplifying impact and dropping things. I almost dropped my notes. Can't do that. But anyhow, elevating voices and amplifying impact. If you want to join us, it's easy to do your own show. And all you have to do is contact us. And to do that, all you do is hit the red dot over there. It comes up. Hi, how can we help you today? Put your name in, your phone number, and say, I want to know more about doing my own show on trimradio.com. It's very easy to do. And I'll tell you what, we go all over the world because we do. I mean, I've got listeners in some of my shows that go into Myanmar, India, which is far out there. And then we also have Kenya and South Africa, United States, Europe. So we're out there and we're out on the web. And that's why we went to do this instead of having a regular radio station, because you only get out so far. And this way we can give you original content. And that's what we want to do, is to have that original content. So all you have to do is contact us. And then down at the bottom, it says send the message. You click on that, you send the message, and somebody gets right back with you. It's very easy to do. So if you want to say, hey, I want to join Stu's My World page, send us an email through that, and they'll get the information to me, and I'll add you to our group. It's very easy to do. Okay? Hey, you got to meet the Fab Four, like I've always said. We have Michael Bejas, who's the founder and CEO. He's responsible for the overall mission and leadership. He's a good guy. I've known Michael for many years, and he is really a good guy. We also have Rascala Stefan. He's the Chief Operating Officer and Computer Guru. He's responsible for the day-to-day operational management of the network, ensuring efficiency and quality. We also have me. I guess I'm the Chief Relationship Officer. I got to make people happy. And hopefully I do with some of my shows. Responsible for building and maintaining the foundational trust and goodwill necessary for long-term success. And we want to be here for the long haul because we want to be able to give you the truth and cut the bull. And then we have Victoria Smith, and she's the Chief Marketing Officer. She's responsible for all marketing activities, brand development, audience growth, and creator acquisition strategies. So if your company, your club, fraternity, sorority, whatever, and you want marketing advice, get a hold of Victoria. She is fantastic at it. I've known her for a few years too. She's good. She really is. Wow, our shows. Oh yeah, we have to talk about our shows. We have Money and Change every Sunday at 7 p.m. And that is, for the most part, live, unless I have to play a concert. And when I play a concert, we do encore editions, as Rush Limbaugh used to say, or reruns. And then we do Life Walk with Christ God, which is Michael Bejas, every Wednesday at 7 p.m. Then I come on at Wednesday at 8 p.m. with My World, Live, Laugh, and Whatever. And we're live on Wednesdays. The only time that I wasn't was when I was in Cincinnati, and I was helping a friend out transporting them, or for transportation, for surgery at a hospital in Cincinnati, which was a fantastic experience for the hospital visit. It was great. Also, we have Victoria Smith with her Natural Marketer podcast, and that's every Thursday. And then we have Offsides College Football Top 25 with Michael Bejas and company. We have the Positude podcast. That's Friday at 8 p.m. We have Adventure Waits Around the Bend. That's Saturday at 1 p.m. We have Ranch It Up with Tigger and Beck. And that's every Saturday at 1:30 p.m. And then we have the Red Pill Reality Show with Rascala Stefan, and he's on Saturdays at 9 p.m. until midnight. He's a night owl, and I'll tell you what, he has a good show, and he talks about a lot of different topics, and he has a lot of different guests, so you want to check him out. I've been on that show, and I monitor that show every Saturday, and Rascala will tell you. He sees me pop in and pop out. So anyhow, great show. Also, which we don't have up here, I guess we need to get this done. I have to talk to our marketing person to see about getting somebody by the name of Peter Kling. Okay, he has his show every Thursday evening at 7 p.m. It's called Revelation. And he's a very good person. I've known Peter for a long time. And we were on a different network together way back. And then we have Dora Sherry. And let's talk about it. And that's her show. And she's on Tuesdays. So you want to check out the archives and everything else for her show. You can put your show over here, too. All you have to do is click on Learn More. Let's just do that and see what happens. I'm clicking the boxes. Oh my God, ready to elevate your voice. And this tells you what to do. And there's a video you can watch. And again, the red button comes up and all you have to do is click and contact us. Okay? It's very simple to do. I mean, if I can hit the buttons and hopefully get the computer to cooperate, we're in good shape, okay? We've talked about the shows. We've also got our channels. We've got our live stream. We've got our vault. We've got events, schedule, and community. How do you support us? It's very easy. You can either donate, buy the merchandise, or advertise. And our advertising rates are really reasonable. So if you want to buy the merchandise, go ahead. And if you want to go ahead and buy advertising time, contact Victoria Smith. Okay? That's all you have to do. And she's very willing to help you go through that. Oh, what else was going on? I was going to show you. Maybe I do it. Oh, the live stream. Oh, yes, the live stream. Well, I'm not going to join the chat because I know we have the chat. So we're going to get out of that for right now. Our shows are right here in the archives. And we've got Rascala's show. His last show is 2 hours and 57 minutes and 38 seconds. And then we had Money and Change. And that's the current one. And then we go on to Life Walk with Christ God. We've got My World, Live, Laugh, and Whatever. And we've got Revelation and others. So you want to check them out, okay? You can listen to us on podcast, Amazon Music, iHeartRadio, Pandora, Podchaser, and Spotify, as well as YouTube and Rumble. You know, let's get ready to Rumble. Rumble's a good one. After this show is over, I will go ahead and put this on our Facebook site, as well as the My World page that I maintain. And so you'll be able to see those shows, and as well as, you know, the other shows, if you take a look at the way that I post things. Oh, it's a good deal, okay? What else is going on? Oh, our Facebook page. I got to talk about the Facebook page, because if I don't talk about it, then you won't know about it, will you? Well, anyhow, this is our My World, Live, Laugh, and Whatever page for Trim Radio. And, you know, I talk about maybe who we're going to have on the show. And we've got a guest tonight. And talk about all kinds of various things. And if we don't have a show, I always put it up here, Encore Edition. And it's a rarity. It's about five editions a month. No, five editions a year. A month? I wouldn't do that to you. I wouldn't do that to you. I like to have a little bit of fun. Of course, here's our raging bull. We cut the bull and serve the truth. And other things. And we talk a little bit about data centers, and I post different things here. This is artificial intelligence doing this. And we're going to talk a little bit about that. I'm tongue-tied tonight. Oh, artificial intelligence and the writing public destruct. Okay, a lot of different interesting things that I put up there. Okay, sometimes I put the comedian part. I want an argument with my wife. Well, I'm not married, so I don't have to worry about arguing with my wife. I can argue with myself, and usually I win those arguments. At least I try to. What else? Oh, Quint. My goodness, my guest has a problem coming in. I'm going to have to send him the link. Really? All right, hang on. This is shop time. Okay, he's trying to get in, and I need to send him the link, and so I'm going to have to create the link. Oh, let's see if we can do that with a widget. No. Hold on, Quentin. I'll get you there. Eventually. Oh, no, what did I do? Comments, maybe? Oh, no. I'll be done. Oh, here. No. My goodness. You see what? It's very easy to do, guys. I'm having so much fun right now. Okay, let's get Quentin in here in a second. I've got to go and get him in here. And let's see if I can talk him into it here. Let's see. I'm losing my skills. Quentin. All right, here we go. That way we can get him in here. He does some really neat stuff, and I'm finding this out. And I want him to talk about some of it. Some of it is fantastic. I mean, this guy's multi-talented. You know, I'm generally a button pusher here. So anyhow, guys, what else is going on? I think that hopefully he gets in here. I just sent it to him, and hopefully he can get in and join us. Well, let's get back to what I was going to share on the screen. You know, it's a wet season out, and we have to do a lot of different things in the yard. I saw this thing today, which is artificial intelligence. No, it isn't.
Special public interest, including
I do not.
Thank you for the great
like.
Thank you very much.
This program is changing things around. I had it all set up, and it just went ahead and went kaflooey. I had everything set, and things move, and it really is beginning to burn me. Well, anyhow, there's Quentin, and I'll have to get him in a second. I had all this set up, and the stupid program moves on me. Oh, well, guys, I was going to talk about mowing the lawn, and you know what happens with the weather and everything that's going on. All right. So anyhow, I was going to talk about mowing the yard. The only reason for that is the weather is so wet, and the grass is there. The lawn company put the fertilizer on and everything, and now it's growing like crazy. I'm going to have to get a hay baler. And I only have basically a quarter of an acre, which isn't much. And it's growing. And we just had a little over 6 inches of rain in our area in Dayton. And it's about the same where I live, about 35 miles north of there. And I don't know where how much rain Quentin has had, but obviously he's had probably just about the same or maybe a little bit more. So we'll get into that with him here in just a second. But, oh, mowing is something else. Remember the old hand push mowers with the little blades that spun around? It went click, 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 click. And you had to push and push and push. The only thing I'm going to say is one day my dad told me, he says, you're going to help a neighbor out. I said, okay, that's fine. And I was in high school, and he said, you got to help this lady out. And I believe her name was Schleppy, Mrs. Schleppy. And he said, Her yard really needs mowed, and I told her you'd do it for nothing. I said, okay, that's fine. I don't mind that. He told me where to live, so I went over and knocked on her door. And she said, oh, yeah, my backyard is just a total disaster. I thought I was in a wheat field. I went back there with a hand push mower, and I was back there working for about 2.5 hours. And it was only maybe an eighth of an acre. Trying to push a push mower, and it was a mess. I had to mow it a couple different times, had to come back a couple different days, but I got it done. She was satisfied, Dad was happy, and I was tired. So anyhow, that's the way it goes. Oh, what else is going on? Well, I gotta bring Quentin in here. There he is.
Hello, good afternoon, and yes, we have had quite a bit of rain. And I was able to get my yard cut yesterday morning before it started raining again yesterday afternoon. I don't fertilize our yard. It grows fast enough without it.
Well, sometimes I have to, but I'll tell you what. A friend of mine, we were talking about companies to fertilize your lawn. And I told them the company I use, and I've used them for a few years, and they do a really good job. And it's not all that expensive, but it keeps my neighbor's weeds from out of my yard, you know? And I was talking to him, and I said, well, what do you use? And he goes, ChemDog. I said, ChemDog? He said, yeah, I use ChemDog.
That's the same thing I use.
ChemDog, yeah. It's two liquid treatments a day plus a solid treatment a day, pellet treatment. And so he told me that. I wondered, what in the world was ChemDog? And then he told me, and I just thought, okay, that's cool. I tried that for a couple of years. Of course, I ended up with certain spots in the yard that were burned out due to the certain type of ammonia. And so anyhow.
Yeah, we have a Chihuahua, a Schnauzer poodle mix, weighs about 15 pounds. And then we have our Great Dane.
Do you have a saddle?
No, but we used to have an English Mastiff who was even bigger.
Yeah, I had a friend of mine that had a repair shop, and they had a Mastiff in the waiting area. And I said, "Is it friendly?" They said, "Oh, as long as you're friendly to it," which told me that they probably leave that big gigantic monster in the shop overnight and feed him. And if anybody breaks in, he gets an extra meal. This thing you could throw a saddle on and ride him for a couple hours, and he wouldn't care.
Well, Beef weighed about 220 pounds.
Oh, jeez. Oh, my goodness.
His paper name was Sirloin Von Beef. Call name was Beef.
Beef, yeah, okay. Okay. Well, hey, I've got some stuff to talk about tonight, because you were at a meeting and you were, I guess, one of the presenters up in Columbus.
It was a panel discussion. So they had three panels. The first two panels had four panelists each and a discussion leader. Mm-hmm. And theirs went an hour and 15 minutes. We only had three panel members plus the discussion leader. And so we only went an hour.
Sometimes an hour is good.
Yes. And you know, I like to talk anyway. So it seemed too short. And I felt like I was having, and the other people that were there with me also liked to talk.
So you could have done 3 hours.
We probably could have done 3 hours. It was an interesting discussion. They actually had people from all across the country. I met one person who was from University of Buffalo in New York. Met three people from Berkeley and one from Mountain View, California, mm-hmm. which did a little bit of reminiscing because I lived out east and north of there in eastern Contra Costa County and talking to some about that, and they were familiar with the city. But it was a little bit different political persuasion than what I usually go to. It was a little bit more environmental focused, labor union focused, and I have voted Republican since I was 18 years old.
Well, so, did you talk about data centers?
We talked about data centers. The topic was reimagining the Heartland Silicon Valley. And I think it was originally intended to talk about Intel and what's going on with Intel and the delay of the project that's happened there, and that it's not happening as fast as everyone had originally thought. And there were some couple of people who had worked on the other Intel project and said that's pretty normal with that. And one of the things they talked about with Intel is Intel's changing its focus from where it manufactured its own chips, and now it's looking like, I'll call it a spec manufacturer. And the word that was used was foundry, where they manufacture the chips for other people.
Mm-hmm.
One of the things that was interesting that came up was that even with the chips that are manufactured in the United States, and you know, the goal is to reduce and eliminate manufacture of computer chips, which are a strategic product, reduce or eliminate that from being manufactured in China. But what the people in the know that were at the conference said was, yeah, they may be making the chips there in United States or in Ohio, but they're actually going over to Malaysia where they're put into the case and the network equipment that they have to go into. So they're still not 100% dedicated to manufacturing in the United States. One of the things, you know, one of the big issues with data centers, and we talked about data centers a lot, and one of the things that we all talk about is the lack of jobs that are going, lack of permanent jobs that are going to remain. And there were two union representatives there, and they talked about the benefit it has for labor, where, you know, every day they're working to put themselves out of a job, basically, is what they said. So to have these data centers in pipeline for them, even though it may not have a local job impact, but there's a broader impact for these workers that are going there and working. And it's really bumped up the union membership quite a bit, help with the apprenticeship programs as well.
Well, I'll tell you what, the data center thing is far from being dead. And people are saying, well, you're always talking about data centers. I said, well, that's the main thing that's going on right now that concerns people in Ohio, especially because they're wanting to put all these data centers in, and people are giving all kinds of different comments. And some people are saying, well, we're going to get our power brought in through JPM, and then AES is going to do this and do that and so forth. And then somebody's going to buy out AES, and we're going to have all this. And I'm like, okay, wait a minute, hold on. Just give me the facts and let's sort it out. No rumor. It's like the station motto is, we cut the bull and serve the truth. Just get to the bottom end of it and tell me the whole truth and nothing but the truth, okay? And so I was talking to them, and they said, well, there are all these rumors. I said, look for fact and don't look for rumors, and we'll try to narrow things out. And well,
I was going to say that, well, there was some interesting breaking news the day of this seminar, and that it was announced that Ohio had given up $1.5 billion in sales tax revenue, which was well above what was projected. It was basically $1.5 billion more than what was expected. And so that was part of the discussion. It had just been, I just seen an article come out earlier that morning before we started the session. And so one of the members was familiar with that. And I don't know if you saw, there was an announcement, I forwarded to you, where Governor DeWine has put a pause on companies applying for those abatements.
They're going to look at everything. They gave up too much money. And I think a lot of the local governments have been played by wiser attorneys in the negotiations, and I think everybody's going to have to take a hard look at everything, because if they don't, somebody's going to be on the short end of the stick.
Right. You know, you've heard me talk about it before. I'm not opposed to data centers. I'm opposed to bad deals, and this is a bad deal for local government. It's a huge hit to school revenues with the property tax abatements. And then even if the data center is inside of municipal limits, like this one is proposed to here, it hurts the county as well, because our county, Clinton County, has a 1.5% property tax. And, you know, just a back of the envelope number, the build out of it means they're giving up $45 million. And then with the turnover of equipment and so forth, you're talking about another $15 million per year. And I saw someone posted the other day, Clinton County only gets $4 million in sales tax as it is right now. And The data centers have the chance to be generational changing for funding, in particularly for schools, and being able to set themselves up for the future. But with the current political atmosphere up in Columbus, they aren't able to take advantage of it.
That's right. And I know locally, there's still hush on the negotiations that were held for the data center here. And they're talking about acquiring more land across the Washington Pike for additional enterprises, which I think, in quotes, would be another data center. And so what are the school systems going to get out of it? Now, just rumor was, I think it was $1 million a year. Okay, fine. What did the city get out of it? Well, we're selling water from our water treatment plant, and we're tackling the sewage effluent coming out of the data center. Okay, what does the city have to do? Well, we have to put in all the pipelines and everything, plus a new water tower to handle all of this stuff. And supposedly we're going to be reimbursed. Okay, that's fine. As long as we come out in the black and not the red. So far, I think we're in the red. And it may be for a while. Now, what they have done, which is kind of neat, because I drive by there a couple times a week. They've torn down all the trees. They still have more to go, but they still cut down the trees. They've shipped the stuff out or ground it into pulp. And now they're going to start tearing down the houses. And the houses all have wire fences around them. But now we have these little boxes that sit out by the side of the road with a solar panel on it and a big, tall pole. And at the top of the pole are several cameras and blue blinking lights suggesting don't mess with the property because you're on camera. And then you turn and you go on Farrington Road, which is the next intersection, and there's another box down there doing the same thing. And so they're getting serious about people going in and kind of rummaging around the properties to see if there's anything left. And so that's going on, but that's the latest development. Now, once they start clearing the land and everything, that's going to be interesting because it's going to mess up all the travel on Washington Pike, which is a north-south busy road between Pickwa and Troy, and then Farrington Road, which is a connector to 25A, which takes you to the interstate. That is going to be another thing that's going to be torn up. And to have those two areas done, it's going to cause havoc for people wanting to get onto the interstate from the south end of Pickwa.
Are you familiar with where the Caesar Creek Flea Market was on 71?
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. Okay.
They had a special equipment company buy that property. And they have turned it into a staging area for data center equipment. So, you know, you'll drive by there and you'll see 20 or 30 generator packages. They're just like they look like a container, but they'll have doors on them. They're a little bit wider. And it messes up traffic just that little bit. It's on a two-lane road and the ramp, you know, so the trucks trying to get on and off the freeway or turn into the property are just backing traffic up like you would not believe. And we hadn't even started any construction work in Wilmington yet.
No. And we haven't had any construction up here yet or Sydney.
And we don't have four-lane roads here. Well, we have State Route 73, which was intended to be a bypass around Wilmington. But once you reach the city limits on either end, it goes back to two lane.
Right.
And US 68 comes through downtown Wilmington, north south, and US 22 is east west. That's going to be a mess.
I've been through Wilmington several times, And it's a nice community. I love it. I really do.
They have one of the nicest downtowns I've seen. You know, like to see a little bit more activity downtown, but it is a nice looking town. Have you seen the barn, the flag mural that was painted?
I saw that, and I also saw it posted on Facebook, but it was through YouTube, and it was a national publication type thing.
Okay. To see it in person is impressive.
Well, I'm going to have to come down to Wilmington one of these days and take a look at it. I mean, I've been down there several different times for different meetings, different groups. And I've gone through Wilmington and made my trek down 68, down to the river, and then through the woods and so forth, you know, to visit Kentucky.
I've gone through there. I think it was to Portsmouth, and there's a barge on the river. My wife and I went there and had a couple of hamburgers and sat there and watched the water go by.
Well, what you need to do is go over to Augusta, Kentucky. That's on the other side of the river. And you take the ferry across from the Ohio side to the Kentucky side. It takes you right to the old Augusta, which was right on the river, and all these shops and stuff. And, of course, George Clooney was from that area, as well as Rosemary and so forth. It's a neat little town, and they had a good bed and breakfast. They had really good food there. But you could sit outside, watch the barges and speedboats go up and down the river, and just chill out like you were back in the maybe the 1800s, for that matter, you know, just chilling out along the river.
So I've driven through the town, but not stopped.
Well, sometimes it's good just to drive by and not stop, you know?
My wife's family is from Kentucky, down around Lake Cumberland. So we were headed that way and taking the back roads, headed down. It's a gorgeous drive.
Oh, Kentucky, yeah, it is.
Kentucky horse country, and it was just absolutely gorgeous. You know, there's a counterpoint to this pause that someone posted about, and they think there's an ulterior motives involved around it with, you know, the legislature passed a repeal of those abatements last year, and DeWine vetoed it. And the speculation is that he put the pause on so the Republican leadership wouldn't have to pull up that veto for a vote with the legislature and make any of them look bad for that. And with DeWine being a lame duck right now, he doesn't have as much politically at risk as do some of the other Republican leaders.
He was kind of a lame duck for 8 years. I used to work for the state. I knew a lot of people, and it's interesting, but have they ever fulfilled a lot of their campaign pledges? Not really. And they kind of waver here and there and so forth. So DeWine's going to do that until he's out. And the new guy coming in, or new lady, whoever it is going to have to straighten up the old person's mess from the other administration, from the other administration, two administrations back. That's just how it works. You just pick up and try to clean up everything that you had before. Hey, I've got something I wanted to talk to you a little bit about, and I got to get back here and find it real quick.
Okay.
You did something that was really funny. It was really good. This thing is fantastic. And I want to see if I can bring this up, because I'll tell you what, you did some fantastic work and you've done some really good stuff. I need to know, how much time does it take to do some AI stuff? And let's show this thing, if I can. before we get into it. If I can pull it up here. Here it is. And let's see if we can get it going.
Oh, is this the seat warmers?
Yeah, I love it.
We were told, trust the process. Keep your head down, don't ask questions. But people started digging and the dates came into view. And suddenly the timeline didn't match what we were told was true. The first NDA was signed in 24. Council came much later in the game. So don't act shocked when citizens ask who was making plans in our name. That's when the whispers started turning loud and the rumors filled the air. Cause facts make nervous people uncomfortable and citizens sure they care. We deserve more than falling chairs, more than officials acting powerless while the shooting's happening somewhere else. We deserve leadership. Not people hiding from the heat. Because public service means something more than warning the seat.
Well, I'll have to say the seat warmer idea, I did not originate it.
You didn't?
No, Jessica Sharp put a comment on someone's, she had posted something and someone made a comment about the officials and she called them seat warmers. And I'm like, there is a song. And it's, and you know what? And there's a lot of truth in that because they just don't put an effort into their job and the research that they need to do. That one was relatively easy for me to do. It took me about 4 hours to put that together. I didn't do a lot of fancy stuff in there.
It was interesting when I saw that. It was great. I'm looking at it, I'm thinking, hey, that's Quentin. Now, how did he get in that thing?
That's my avatar. That's Whitebeard.
Oh, okay.
So, you know, I'm Santa, and Santa can't be political. So the people in town didn't want to attack Santa. So they started calling me Whitebeard. And I'm like, I like that. So I appropriated it and then bought the websites.
And then you did 4 hours to put that together and the
right.
Music too?
Including the music as well. I used several different AI applications to help out. I have built up a knowledge base about what I'm working on with ChatGPT, so it remembers a lot of the stuff that I've done and how I like to write. Last year, I took some time and I went back like 5-7 years from various writings that I had pre-AI, and I put those into ChatGPT so it would learn my writing style. And that helps some with that. And I still write basically a business writing style because that's what I did for 40 years. But then I'll use it. I'll have an idea and I'll do an outline and ChatGPT will come up with it's basically a poem. And then I'll go over to Suno. I'll have a prompt on saying what kind of voice that I want to use. And then what kind of style. And I've been doing Southern outlaw rock, think like Led Zeppelin and that.
Yeah.
And I worked in IT for years, so a lot of late nights, and I'd listen to a lot of hard metal stuff because the pacing of the music helped me stay on task better.
You mean stay awake.
and stay awake. you know, survived on Cheetos and Diet Mountain Dews. And from there, you know, depending upon how my credit balance is, I'll go over to Hey Jen and I'll put the song into there, and I will have picked out an avatar. I have like, I think 11 or 12 different avatars that I have that are, you know, some of the same basic stylings of each one of them. You've seen my profile picture where I have the red three-piece suit with the top hat. They were all based upon that. And I wanted a duster, you know, the old-fashioned Western duster. And that's the duster that it came up with there. I actually ordered the t-shirt that's in the video, and I have that t-shirt now, and I wore it over the weekend, and it's a lot of fun. And I'm starting to discover some of the capabilities around AI politically, you know, particularly for getting some of these political messages out. And it's fun to do, you know. It appeals to my creative side. I can't draw worth a crap, but I can have an idea, and I can articulate what the idea is and tell AI what I want. Now, there are people that would be offended by that because I am taking work away from an artist. And I understand that. And I don't use AI in my Santa stuff. My performances are live and unscripted. So I understand where they're coming from on that. But it's also work that I wouldn't have enough money to pay someone to do this. You know, one of those videos, if you could do it, would run $7,500 to $10,000 to put together. And from the original song creation to the production of the video that I put together. And so once I have the avatar animated, I start loading stuff into Power Director. And it's a program that I've been using for 20 years to put together slideshows, you know, retirement slideshows, wedding slideshows, funerals, memorial slideshows. And I've been doing that forever and setting them to music. And it's trying to get, you know, the technical part of it is what appeals to me on that. That one was an easy one yesterday. I did one today that I had just run the captions on it. And I'm going through proofing the captions right now. I started on it about 11:30 this morning. And actually, I'm getting my time down short. It's going to end up taking me probably about 9 hours to do a 5-minute video for. I was up in the 14-hour.
Oh, geez. Oh, hey, when you went down, you went to school down south. Where was it? Alabama?
No, University of Southern Mississippi.
Southern Mississippi. Well, hey, I've got something for you here, and it might remind you of Southern Mississippi and Louisiana. You might get a kind of a kick out of it. And when I saw this, I thought, hey, I've got to have that on the show because Quentin may get a kick out of it. Now, let me get back to this one, and let's see here. Oh, come on. Now, where did I put it? Right here. You'll love this one.
One day, Clotilde got caught shoplifting at the Piggly Wiggly. They brought her before the judge down in Baton Rouge. Judge adjusted his glasses and asked, Clotilde, what exactly did you steal? She sighed and said, a can of peaches. The judge asked, why'd you steal it? Clotilde shrugged. I was hungry. The judge nodded slowly. Well, how many peaches was in the can? 6. Judge says, all right then. I sentence you to 6 days in jail. Just before the judge hit the gavel, Boudreaux stood up in the back of the courtroom, waving his hand. Your Honor, I gotta say something. The judge says, what is it, sir? Boudreaux hollered, don't forget she stole a can of peas, too.
Well, stole a can of peas.
Well, you know, I was down south weekend before last for my 50-year high school reunion. And, you know, it's a lot of reminiscing that went on. But we went out to a community where a number of my friends lived, and they had what they made what they called a pot. Now, I did like a booyah up in Wisconsin and Minnesota. The pot was really similar, but the meat had some of the same meat. But, you know, so it started off with a sausage. It looked like an andouille sausage, a little spicy. Used crab boil, which definitely has a kick, and you could smell it from across the field that they had the crab boil going. They had turkey necks in it. And my wife, who is not from the South, has not lived in the South, could not understand what they said. Were saying she didn't think they said turkey necks. She thought they said something that rhymed with it. But then the really interesting thing that they had in there was pig's feet. And they boiled those up, and it had corn on the cob in there, and there's some potatoes in there as well.
It's a southern version of a crab boil.
Well, they do those down there too.
Well, you know, I've been to different places, and they used to have crawfish. And I was in St. Louis at a meeting one time, and we went out to eat. And the three of us went out, and they had the crawfish. And they said, well, we've never had that. I said, you've never had mud bugs? And they said, no, we've never had mud bugs. So I ordered a bunch of mud bugs. And I started eating them. And they said, oh, that's disgusting. And I said, try one. Next thing you know, they wanted another plate of mud bugs.
I've hosted a couple of crawfish boils up in Minnesota, and had 120 pounds of crawfish flown in. And, you know, that's, you know, each sack holds 30 pounds, and then you put 15 pounds of fixings in there. So you're cooking about 45 pounds of stuff at a time. And fortunately, I had a lot of Hmong neighbors, Vietnamese, Cambodian.
Right.
And they loved them. You know, the Caucasian neighbors, not so much.
They ate the corn, but they didn't eat the mud bugs.
Right. The corn, the mushrooms, and the potatoes.
Yeah. Hey, I've got another one here I want to show you.
Okay.
You'll get a kick out of this one. I see stuff different times. This is an interesting one. This is AI again. So watch this one.
Pa, how many wives can a man have?
Well, boy, 16 of them. 4 better, 4 worse, 4 richer, and 4 poorer.
I should have seen that coming.
Oh.
I have, you know, I'm looking at some of the stuff that's created out there, and AI on Facebook.
Yeah.
I'm not that good. And, you know, I'm just, and it's cost a nickel or two to put those together as well. And it uses up a lot of computing power to do that.
I
probably have drained a swimming pool or two in the last month.
I can imagine. Well, some of the stuff that they put up that's AI anymore, it's funny. And you think some of these things I couldn't show on the show, okay? Because I really have to clean things up, and I can't do that. I don't have the skills to do that, but they're funny. And, you know, I always take humor at face value. And if it's funny, it's funny. But certain things you just can't play over the air. You know, you have certain restrictions that you have to worry about. But I'll tell you what, it's something. But to see the way that you do those, and I've seen you do maybe, what, 3 or 4 of them, And the amount that you take of time and effort to put those together, and they may only be 5 minutes long, but it takes you, you know, 5, 10, 15 hours. Could you imagine what an AI data center could do with massive computing power? Could they just spit things out maybe within a couple of minutes?
Well, the AI portion of it, to create the song, 5, 10 minutes, you know, depends upon how many iterations I have to run to get it. And I get it to write my prompts for Suno for me. I tell ChatGPT what I want it to sound like, what kind of accompaniment I have. I have one coming that's going to have a piano intro.
Whoa.
And then it has some violins in it as well. So it's called Broken Promises. It's talking about, and it's tying back to the not following the comprehensive plan, and people have relied on that for the home that they buy. So that portion is not difficult. I put that, the lyrics and the style prompt, over into Suno. Takes 2 or 3 minutes to generate the song. I'll listen to them, 10 minutes to listen through each of them. And then I may bounce back and forth trying to figure out which version I like best. And then drop them into HeyGen. And I'm only using that because that's what ChatGPT told me was the best one to use. And that has taken as long as 40 minutes to generate the animation of the avatar.
Hey, I've seen some stuff. They were talking about problems with Microsoft, and people are switching and going over to Linux for computers because of some of the stuff that Microsoft is running into now. And I've been kind of interested in Linux, but I'm not sure that I really want to switch yet. What do you think?
You know, at my age, I'm not going to switch. I'm familiar with Microsoft as it is. You know, I've done a little bit of stuff in Linux back in when the days when I was in IT. But, and it's, you know, it's a lot like the old DOS type stuff, although that was 20 years ago when I was doing stuff with it.
Yeah.
One more thing about, you know, producing those videos. The time is not spent with the AI. The time is spent manually putting it together into a production. You know, it's using traditional tools.
And you do an excellent job at it.
Thank you.
I mean, fantastic. Hey, guys, we've got to bail out of here because we've got a short amount of time. I've had a great chat with you, Quinn, as always.
Yeah, it seems like the hour goes extremely quickly.
It does. But I'll tell you what, we'll get together again for another chat one of these days. And you have a good rest of your week. And we'll talk to you later.
Stay dry.
I'm going to try. You do the same.
Okay, take care. Bye. Mm-hmm.
In a world drowning in noise, where truth is often buried beneath layers of propaganda and misinformation, there's a need for a different kind of a network. A network of creators that cuts through the clutter, that doesn't shy away from tough topics, and that delivers the unfiltered truth. We are Trim Radio Network. We are creators. We are innovators. We are investigators. We're the ones who aren't afraid to call a spade a spade. If you're ready to participate in thought-provoking discussions, informational topics, and of course today's biggest headlines, subscribe to our YouTube channel today. We're Trim Radio Network. We're cutting the bull and serving the truth.